St. John in Revelation chapter 21 gives us a description of heaven. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor to it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter into it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. This text is built on four simple words, but four astounding concepts: Lord, light, Lamb, and life. The revelation to St. John here gives us a glimpse of heaven as the new Jerusalem, the glorious city where all is blessed and bright and beautiful. It is all those things because the Lord is there. The first word we look at is Lord. Where God is, everything is right and just. God is good, and nothing evil can live in his presence. There is no temple or church in heaven, and perhaps that surprises us. But there's no need for a temple where God himself is, because to be with God is what heaven really is. God is the source of our very life and existence, and surely the source of our happiness. When we die, we say that we go to be with the Lord. And Paul comforts his friends in Thessalonica by reminding them that at the last day, believers will rise from their graves and be taken to heaven. And those who are alive will be caught up to heaven, and there we shall always be with the Lord. That is God's blessed promise of what paradise is. Heaven is to be with the Lord. Here on earth, we cannot be with the Lord in that sense. As sinners, we cannot see God face to face and live, because the evil within us cannot continue to exist in the light of God's presence. And there is our second word, light. There will certainly not be evil in heaven, for John says, there shall by no means enter into it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie. Evil hides in the darkness. Each of us has a dark side of laziness and sin. Evil does not want its actions to come to light. But God is light, and we as sinners cannot live in that light of God's presence as sinners. But we are not only sinners, but also righteous saints. Simul justus et peccator, at the same time saint and sinner. There is our comfort. Paul writes, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." We need the light of God's word to show us the truth about ourselves and the truth about God. We need law and gospel. For the law shows us that we are sinners, but the gospel has the power to forgive our sins and to declare us light, right, and holy before God. All of this is through the one holy sacrifice for all the sins of the world. Our third word, Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Through God's Lamb, we are washed clean of our sin. We are illuminated with God's holy light, and we have the promise of heaven. The Lamb is the light of the holy city of heaven. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated. The Lamb is its light. In heaven, we won't need a temple. In heaven, we won't need light, because God will be our temple and our light. Jesus, the Lamb of God, gave his life in our place as the sacrifice to pay for all our wrongs. The gates of heaven were shut to us because of our sins and our sinfulness, But when Jesus died and rose again, breaking forth triumphantly from death, bursting forth from the tomb, he took away the sting and power of death and opened heaven's gates to all of us who put our trust in him alone for salvation. Now God's city of heavenly Jerusalem is our home and our city. People from all nations will walk in the light of God, cleansed by the Lamb, and we shall see the Lord face to face in eternal life. It is his free gift available to all. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But they shall by no means enter into it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Our fourth word is life. With the blood of Jesus Christ, our names are written in that holy book, so that we may enter into eternal life. That's what awaits us in the heavenly city. Life, being with the Lord forever face to face, experiencing the fullness of his eternal light and feasting at the wedding of the Lamb. Lord, light, Lamb, life. But all of these words depend on one more: love. John, the writer of our text by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, John humbly calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. In his gospel, in his three epistles, and in the book of Revelation, John ultimately shows us the depth of God's love for us. This is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Lord, light, Lamb, life, love. These are the cure for our sins. As the darkness of winter approaches us, it reminds us that death also is awaiting each of us. But God has a cure for all our needs. For our darkness, God gives light. For our despair, God gives love. For our death, God gives life. Rejoice that by God's love, your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, so that you too may walk in that light and be with the Lord in life forevermore. Amen.